Now, the only time you're going to touch that is if there's truly an emergency of epic proportions. A war breaks out and the market just collapses. Fine. You can use that if you're in an emergency like that. You know what I'm saying? Those are major emergencies. Otherwise, it doesn't. You don't touch it. You just let that thing keep growing. And as that widens, guess what happens to your business? As that cushion just keeps getting bigger, guess what happens to your business? It keeps getting bigger. Now, if this is going up 4% and your business is going up 4%, that's more than an 8% return in the long run. Because it's your business. If you ever want to sell that business now, you got the 4% that just went up that year, but then when you want to do a resale of that company, you want an exit strategy, that company's now up. So you're getting the best yield you're going to get by doing that. That's what I'm trying to emphasize here. After you've gone 60 to 90 days there and you've got some liquid cushion, and you have that in a money market equivalent, you can then put it into some sort of a bills and bonds, government bills and bonds. Why? Is it to try to get a big yield? No, it's not going to give you a big yield. What's it doing? More cushion. I want more cushion. I want, if you were to fall, you got a big cushion underneath you. Now, some people say, well, John, you're too conservative. Okay. The second wealthiest man in the world, if I showed you his portion of that, does he need to do that? No, but he does it. I have a lady in New York, very fortunate lady, hundreds of millions of dollars. 60% of her money is sitting in bonds. Guaranteed returns. Now, we have a little bit different deal over in the States. We got what is called municipal bonds that don't have taxes on them. You have corporate bonds and some government bonds. And maybe they don't make the biggest interest, but again, it's cushion. I want to stabilize. Have you ever driven your car when you got no gas in the car? It's very little gas. It's like you don't know if it's about to run out. The light's blinking. Do you even have lights anymore? I haven't driven in 12 years, so I don't know. They have lights in the car still? Yeah, you don't have voices that say, you are about to not drive any further? No, but you have lights are going off and on. Would you agree that's an anxiety? Because you're out of capital or out of gas? Well, the same thing out of capital. I would rather have too much liquid capital than too little. I'd rather have too much than too little. I still, right now, to this day, have 5,000 of my monies every single month going into bonds. I got a load of bonds. Still got into bonds. And I still got liquid capital going into cushions of a cash account. I still have monies in the cash account. I don't throw away that. I just build new layers on top. And then I get a little bit more sophisticated. I develop my sophistication, and here's what I recommend. You go and study. It's wise to study mastery in finances, study management of money. While you're filling this baby up, you're studying it. When you fill this one up, you go study this one. You learn everything you can about bonds. Learn everything you can about money markets. Then you learn everything you can about bonds. And you fill up 60 to 90 days worth. I can guarantee you at the end of those 2 years or 3 years or however long it takes to fill all that up, I guarantee you're not going to lose any of that money. I guarantee you're going to be training yourself. You're going to be preparing yourself with a cushion. You're going to have a more stable company. Are you with me? And you're going to hear about all these people that made fortunes in real estate. And then 2 years later, when they're crashing, you're still going to have your money. Yes? Do y'all remember about a decade ago when that happened here? How many remember the decade a decade ago? The market was going up, 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 up. Everybody was getting in it. Real estate brokers were in every coffee shop. Seminars everywhere. By the way, the real estate seminars are usually flooding during the bull phase of the real estate market, and then about a year from now, you won't see them on the market anymore. They'll be gone. You won't see them for another decade, and then they'll be back again. Do you know that's about to happen? They're about to disappear. And they're going on to the next country where the real estate's booming again. When they're in the manic phase. And they'll capitalize on the manic phase and they'll be gone again. They'll go on to the next country. There's certain basics that you can rely on that are pretty stable. Bonds are more stable than stocks. Money markets are more stable than bonds. And a piggy bank is more stable than a biggie bank. How many got piggy banks? How many of you have some money in there that's been sitting there for a long time, never lost a penny out of it? We want to grow from piggy banks to biggie banks, and we want to earn the right to risk. And this is a risk, a relatively risk. The only risk you have in here is inflation eating it. And if you look very carefully, the interest rates generally, even in the money markets, go up. If there's inflation going up, they go up. If they don't, even though you may be eating away part of that eroding by part of the taxes and inflation, you're still coming out mathematically a little ahead. And you're better off a little ahead with stability than what looks to be way ahead with instability. At first, just at first. You build your bonds and your blue chips. I mean, your government bonds and your corporate bonds. The next thing is you put in blue chip stocks. Your Telstras. What are your big companies here? ANZ. Westpac. BHP. British Petroleum. JFD. Corporation. Now, these are called classes. I want you to write these down. These are classes. That's a class. That's a class. That's a class. Anywhere where you have no volatility, it's called savings. So those two classes right there are called savings. Once you get into the stock market, it's called investing. You go from blue chip stocks to large cap stocks to mid cap stocks to small cap stocks to micro cap stocks to penny stocks. From there to there is investing. From there and up is speculation. Because they have very little track record. We don't know what they're going to do. They don't have much capitalization. It could be volatile. It could go up and down. You're risking your money. You make bigger returns. Your risk and rewards go up. You have a higher possible return, but you also have a higher possible loss. Warren Buffett, the second largest guy in the world, never goes out of these three things. Very seldom gets out of those three things. Doesn't even go up here. Doesn't even waste his time up here with his speculation. He just keeps it simple. Save and invest in companies that make the most money. Now, you could also go further, and you could put, on top of penny stocks, you could put IPOs. Initial public offerings. And you can put there mezzanine venture capital. You could go further and you could put secondary tier venture capital. And then you could go in there first tier capital or seed capital. And there you have a company that has no track record, just purely speculation, that may make some money, that might return someday some money, that might give you a huge yield or might lose all your money. Anybody ever done that? Anybody put money into an IPO and then walked away from some money? Anybody put any money in there and made some money off it? Highly volatile. These are called classes. Why are they called classes? Because you're going to learn something in each one. They're all classes. Say, I am in an educational institution, financial educational institution. Say it. I'm in a financial educational institution called Life. I'm going from class to class to class to class to class. I'm a classy guy. Now, Can you see that this is high risk? And this is low risk. This is a high probability of making money, but low money. This is a high probability of being volatile and may or may not make your money. You don't ever go up and speculate before you invest. You don't ever invest before you save. I came here and did a program here, I guess about 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, called the Force Accelerated Savings Technology. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, there were 7 people in there that were multimillionaires that lost their fortunes. Had 7 people that had been multimillionaires that lost their fortunes, and they're back to zero again, starting over. Some of them are in debt. And they had played here. Took all their money. What they'd done is they'd taken some savings, they put it in some real estate, and they put some into stocks. They made a big money. They made some more money. The market went up. They said, shit, I'm making piles of money here, at least on paper. I'm buying real estate. I got stocks. And then what they did is they said, I'm going to use some other people's money, OPM. And people go get some other people's money. And they margin themselves on other people's money. And the market was cranking. And they were making more money. And they're getting manic. And they're starting to believe they're invincible. And the second you think you're invincible, that's when spiritually harmonizing intelligent truth hits the fan.